You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Sonia Friedrich, who runs her own business as a mentor and strategic consultant. She has worked for Fortune 500 companies and now works with directors who own their own company and who wish to align their personal and professional life and be all of who they are. Sonia, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Thank you, Eric. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, great to have you this morning as well. And so, first of all, many directors who own their own company and are seen as a success, yet they are still unhappy with their lives. What opportunity lies for them to be happy and live all of who they are?
Eric, there is a belief that has been reinforced throughout society that we can't have everything we want. Many of us were told growing up that life is a series of compromises. And what became entrenched in our psyche and our cellular memory is that we actually don't deserve it. It's what we still believe and live today, and we recreate again and again and again. And directors are no different to other people. They do the same. Often our beliefs are totally unconscious, and we pass them on to others in our sphere. It might be our family, our friends, our colleagues, in fact, everyone. And unfortunately, we act out the limitations of our beliefs, and this manifests time and again in the limitations we create in our life. Directors need to understand that if there is an area of their life that is not working, it is because they have unconscious beliefs that are keeping this part of their life small. They are living this out without knowing it, and they will continue to recreate it unless they deliberately identify and work on this area that is keeping them stuck. Many may have also been very successful in business, and sometimes it's not as a conscious decision. Their success can actually be from acting out. They're seeking approval and attention for some love that they didn't receive from a parent or a significant other while growing up. And now for them, growing a company is them shouting out to that person, look at me, look at me, look at what I've created. The person may look, however, they still can't provide the love the director craves, so he or she keeps building parts of his or her business for life, really for approval. And this is a life that is built from fear, not because this was ever a true desire of theirs to create an amazingly successful company. We all have to understand our wounds to know why we have created certain aspects of our life, and thankfully this is possible. When we become aware, we can change, and when we change our experiences, we change our beliefs, and then we change our life. There is an opportunity for directors, and in fact all of us, to live all of who we are. For many of us, we don't know what this means or what this picture looks like. Some of us also believe this is a far-fetched concept and can fall back on a set of excuses to lean on. For example, I can't do that because I have to support my kids. All of us can find reasons or someone to blame. The truth is we are too scared to look within and to take full responsibility for our life. And the consequences of this is a life that leaves you unhappy, frustrated, bitter, annoyed, or a sequence of many other negative emotions, all of which are based from fear. When life has become so adapted by other people's norms, your authenticity has been lost, along with your true feelings and desires. And if you no longer value them, how do you expect anyone else to?
Do you think it is possible to manifest a life of living all of who they are if they haven't been able to do so far?
Yes, of course. There are three things to consider. The first necessity is that the director needs to become completely honest. They need to stop lying to themselves about aspects of their life that aren't working, no matter how small these aspects are or how large, and start speaking their truth, initially to themselves and then to others. The second thing is to actually ask yourself the question, are you happy with who you are, and are you happy with all aspects of your life? If the answer to any of these is no, then of course there is true reason for change. And the third thing is to actually recognize that we are all unique and we all have gifts to share. Our purpose is to find these and to live them, no matter who you are. And when you live them wholeheartedly and without reservation, you are living on purpose.
You referred to people living an adapted rather than living an authentic life. Can you expand on that a little bit for us?
Yes, thanks, Eric. There are two aspects to answering this question. The first is that for most of us, our life has become a recipe of other people's beliefs. From early childhood, we are told what we can and can't do and how we behave and how we're meant to behave, and we act out because of a learned response. We soon learn how to manipulate to get what we want, or we stop asking for what we want because of the consequences. We no longer believe we deserve it. It could have been from something as small as a candy bar when we were a child, now to believing we don't deserve to have a successful business or a successful relationship as an adult. Our adult life has adapted to a series of beliefs and resulting behaviours from what our mother, father, brother, sister, teacher, preacher, colleagues, our boss, friends, politicians, or even the media have communicated to us as the right way to live. We moulded our world to suit and to gain approval. Many of us as adults have never admitted this or bothered to take the time to listen to our own words and hear the beliefs they support, let alone question if they are true for us. I can share with you a recent example. A few weeks ago, here the government announced a Be Alarmed campaign about terrorism. I was speaking to a friend of mine who said she was seriously considering not going to the grand final of the football because there might not be enough security there if there's a terrorist threat. And she's a serious fan. 2 days before, she was definitely going to the grand final. It's her team in there, finally, and, you know, there were no questions about it. Yet now the politician said something that she took as, this might not be safe. Nothing else in the equation had changed. Now, here is an educated and well-respected director of her own company. The media alert was concocted to support going to war. Was there a real threat? In my mind, no. In hers, yes. And yes, she did end up going to the grand final. Did anything happen? No. Her team lost, but apart from that, no. There was no terrorist attack. And we do this every day, quite unconsciously. We let external influences dictate and overshadow our life. Most of us are unconscious to the influences that impact and change our thinking and behaviour. And as we know, thoughts become things. So we need to be careful who we let influence our thoughts and what we then pass on to others as a direct result.
So how does one start to change all of this?
Well, most people have never truly listened to the words that come out of their own mouth. So you start by asking yourself some questions when you speak. And you obviously do this to yourself. You ask yourself, where did this answer come from? Who said it to me in the first place? Often our own responses are something, a direct result that, you know, our mother or a teacher had said to us. So whose voice is it really talking? Is it mine? What do I believe? And is this actually what I am saying to others? And I recommend all directors try it. Just because you think you have power doesn't mean what you say is what you believe. Seriously become an observer to your own conversations and see how often you say what you actually believe. You might get a rude shock when you find so much of what you say and dictate to others, when you dissect it, you don't actually believe. Yet you continue to act as if you do. It might be a good idea for directors to become quiet for a while until they hear their inner voice and let their inner voice rise, perhaps for the first time. This adaptation of life to the whims and beliefs of so many others who influence us is what creates our adapted self. It has been learned, so with consciousness, it can be unlearned.
Now, you mentioned there were two things that stop people from being authentic. What else is involved there?
Yes, that's right, Eric. The other is actually our ability to feel. Emotions play a key role, and feeling emotions is critical to staying authentic. Feeling seems to be something we've all started to lose. The authenticity we had as a child when we were born in our innocence gets worn down. Learning how to cope, we lose parts of this innocence over and over again, until we reach a place when we have given over so much that the core of who we are is lost. We learn how to mask our feelings so we don't get hurt, and it becomes a method of self-protection. We lose our ability so much that we become numb. Each time we compromise a little piece of ourself and adapt to a situation, rather than voice our own thoughts and stay with our authentic self, we lose another part of who we are, until we don't even know who our authentic self is anymore. And unfortunately, this is where most of society lives, in being numb. Many of us are walking around dead inside. We have given up on life, we have given up on what we believe, and we have given up on our dreams. We have learned to cope by no longer feeling our emotions. Yet we live an authentic self when everything we think, believe, say, and do occurs from a place of complete alignment with our soul. It is complete and true honoring of the self.
Today we're joined by Sonia Friedrich, who runs her own business as a mentor and strategic consultant here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sonia, how do people, in this case directors, learn to feel again?
There are three things to do. The first is to stop. Stop distractions. We create distractions for a reason. We want to be distracted. So keeping busy is a sure sign you wish to avoid feeling something. Acknowledge this first and observe, when do you reach for a distraction and how often in your day? When do you allow others to distract you? And ask yourself how you actually felt before, during, and after the distraction so you can start to get in tune with your feelings. Separately, turn everything off for a while. The phone, TV, radio, music, internet, and social media. Set an amount of time that will work for you to retune into yourself and how you are feeling. Directors and everyone really needs time to reconnect with themselves, to get out of their head and into their heart. The second thing to do is to create space for nothing. You need to consciously create some space to see how you are with feelings. Create time every day to be with yourself, with nothing else to do. In this time, it is quite likely that directors will have impulses to get up and do something, to call someone, to set a meeting. Instead of doing that, you want to feel the discomfort that you actually have from doing nothing and allow it to pass through you. For some, this can be quite an agitating space to be in because they're starting to be with themselves for the first time. So hold it as long as you can and do it every day. Honor how it makes you feel and don't move. Don't get up, don't get busy, which is probably your natural and habituated response. Stay in doing nothing and be with your feelings. Be gentle on yourself and move through them. Ideally, you want to reach a place where you no longer have the impulse to get up and create a distraction, where you start to allow your natural flow and your inner media to guide you, not the external media. You have to make time for this initially, whether it's in the morning, lunch, afternoon, depending on how your day is. Book a meeting with yourself. If it only starts with 5 minutes a day, then 10, 15, and so on, you actually book in a meeting to do nothing. And the third thing is, finally, to be silent. And this can be the most difficult of all.
Why do you think people are afraid of feeling their emotions, and what are the consequences of these feelings?
Eric, it is true for most people that it's easier to stay in our discomfort than feel anything, no matter how unhappy we are. And it seems quite an irrational choice, yet it is very true. Usually our earliest memory of masking feelings was because of a trauma or an event, and we'd rather not feel the hurt of this trauma, face it again, and heal from it. Unfortunately, by masking this, we never allow the fullness of our life to be aligned with our true potential, and we can even sabotage the rest of our life rather than feel this pain. Often we choose to self-soothe instead. And like a baby sucking on their thumb, we use adult versions. We act out rather than feel because it's too painful. We are so scared of feeling any emotion. One way adults and many directors act out is through addiction, although we don't tend to call it that. We're able to hide it. We often hide it thinking it's a necessary part of the job. However, we might be a workaholic, an alcoholic, use too many drugs, gamble, sex, shopping, over-exercising, overeating. They are all coping mechanisms to provide a moment of instant relief. And yet that is all they provide, one moment of instant relief. So then we grasp for more again and again in the hope for some protection and self-soothing. And we act from fear, not love, and we are actually left more hollow. We move further and further away from ourselves, and we trust ourselves less and less. If a director is at work all the time and doesn't admit that they are using it as a crutch not to go home and face something, to avoid feeling sadness because they can't admit they never wanted to get married and have children, because they just don't know what else to do and they would rather close their business down, then they need to feel what they are avoiding. With human behaviour, today we know people are more afraid of what they will lose than gain. In this instance, the director would rather stay in his or her own misery than change. Human beings fear loss more than we value gain, and we are amazing procrastinators. There are many consequences of not being with emotions. The first is your life is not authentic. The second is that you act out. It can be in anger, rage, frustration or depression or many others. You may cause illness in your own body because life is a constant disease. You may rely on addictions for support. Relationships may fail. And you can sabotage aspects of your life because you don't understand or own your shadow. Most aspects of your life have negative consequences from not feeling, understanding and owning your emotions. These are just some of the consequences of not feeling your emotions.
What is one way directors can become more aware of how they act out and avoid feeling emotions?
Well, Eric, directors initially can actually be with their addictions. So the next time they reach for food, alcohol, or the 10th coffee of the day, drugs, gambling, exercise, work, or whatever the addiction of choice is, stop. Take a minute at that point and ask yourself what just happened a few moments before. They will find something happened that triggered what could have been an emotional response, and they chose and want to smother it instead of actually feeling their emotion to that trigger. So their habituated response kicked in to grab for the addiction straight away, to self-soothe and to protect rather than to feel. And I guess the question for all directors is, do you want to continue to reach for more food, coffee, the bottle of red over lunch, or would you prefer to learn something else about yourself and heal it and move through because you can? For most people, directors included, they lack self-worth and do not believe they deserve to have everything they really desire, no matter how successful they appear on the outside.
Well, this certainly can be quite confronting if it is something you have wanted to embrace before. What do you recommend to help directors wishing to change an aspect of their life and live all of who they are?
Well, I think the first is always to be gentle on yourself. Next is to acknowledge everything they have done in their life to date and the gifts and the skills that has brought them. And that includes acknowledging the gifts received from negative situations in their life, because every situation has something that you have received from it. Then to reward yourself for where you are and celebrate and give praise for every step you take on this new journey. And finally, is to ask for external support if you require some assistance, because it is there.
Why do you work mostly with directors of their own company?
Well, Eric, while I work with all individuals who seek help, a natural client base has actually fallen toward me and found me. I believe this is because I bring more than 25 years of business acumen to the table, and I can relate to the demands of the business world. In parallel, I have also been on my own path of healing awareness for 11 years. It is the skills I hold from these two modalities that forms the basis of my offering to clients. I'm honest, and directors trust me. Separately, directors live daily in a position of absolute decision-making, and I find that when they are ready for change, they make a clear decision to invest in themselves. They are ready to do whatever it takes to resolve the issue they're facing in their life and move forward. And they are used to using the expertise of other professionals to help them. Whether it's accountants or lawyers in business or others, it's like using me as a mentor. And I find it completely satisfying for me to work with them.
Most certainly. In conclusion, Sonia, you mentioned a 60-second life check that directors can take. If you don't mind sharing this with the listeners, that would be great.
Of course, I would love to. If nothing else, I recommend that directors take the next 60 seconds to do this. So find a place where you'll be comfortable and you will not be disturbed. Turn off your phone and have a pen and paper by your side. Do not think about or judge your answers. The next 60 seconds is simply for you. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Let everything go. Relax and breathe. Move your awareness out of your head and into your heart. Breathe into your heart and feel your soul. Feel this place. Be with it for a moment. Allow the answer to the next question to arise from your heart. Wait until you hear the answer entirely, then open your eyes and write it out. Now ask yourself, outside of my story, if I had all the time and money in the world, what would I do? Again, close your eyes, relax and breathe, and focus on your heart. Now ask yourself, what are the beliefs I have that are stopping me living this? Write these all out. These beliefs may have been unconscious. They are actually what you are committed to keep creating in your life unless you release them and the emotional attachment you have to them. And you can release these beliefs and live the life you dream.
I tell you, it's the truth is, many folks listening in today probably have never stopped to even go there before, and it shows you all that can happen and who and what we all can be if we take a moment and ponder these thoughts and take action upon what we've heard today. Sonia, certainly has been great to have had you. Before you go, if you would share your website with us and also how folks can be in contact with you as well, that would be great.
Thanks, Eric. It's been a pleasure to be with you today. People can find me. I have a website, www.soniafriedrich.com, or they can email me, soniafriedrich@virginbroadband.com.au. I'd be happy to speak with anyone.
We've been speaking with Sonia Friedrich, who runs her own business as a mentor and strategic consultant and has worked for Fortune 500 companies and now works with directors who own their own companies and who wish to align their personal and professional lives and be all who they are. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's soniafriedrich.com. Sonia, thanks once again for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolute pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.